Hey everybody, welcome to episode 98 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, Katie and I tackle the question of, are you settling? We talk about the difference between mediocrity and chasing happiness. We're going to give you four questions to identify if you're settling and you could be doing more, or if you're making the best decisions for you. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Okay, super excited to talk about this episode, but before we get into it, don't forget to enter our giveaway. So we are giving out a free Sparkle Hustle Grow box. It's like one of those birch boxes, but for badass women like yourself. So how to enter? Couple different ways to get entry. So the first way is to leave us a review. The other way is to join our Facebook group. So check it out. Don't forget.
Yes, and then we are running this from November 12th to December 9th. Don't forget to enter. The only thing you have to do is just write a review, and we'll be able to see all the new reviews coming in. So if you have a crazy Apple ID, just be on the lookout, because we might not be able to tag you when we announce it. So make sure you enter and make sure you watch for who wins.
Also, disclaimer, when we first started this podcast, Lauren has the best husband ever, David. He wrote a review, but he didn't realize they were under the same iTunes account. So it looks like Lauren wrote a review for us. Like, we're desperate, but we're not that desperate. So disclaimer, it was David.
Actually, I went and deleted that just a couple days ago because we decided we were doing this giveaway. And I was like, dude, this is so weird. I did not want people to think that we wrote ourselves a review. So I took his phone and deleted the review.
Well, now everybody knows. So there goes that fun. Today, talking about mediocrity. What a word.
Right. And I think that this word, it really resonated with me years ago, but I'm in a different mindset. And that was one of the things that spurred us having this conversation. So what this conversation spurred from was an episode of The Chalene Show by Chalene Johnson. If you aren't following her, then how? But Chalene released this episode about mediocrity and settling. And Katie listened to it and loved it. And I listened to it and I was like, So we have thoughts. And that's what we're talking about today.
If you don't follow that podcast, you don't have time for any more podcasts, don't worry. We're going to recap everything that we discussed. And before this episode ends, we're going to give you some questions to ask yourself to really help to identify, am I settling? What am I searching for? And hopefully give you some more insight on those tough decisions.
Yeah. So whenever you were listening to this episode, Katie, what was kind of going through your mind and what stuck out to you?
She talked a lot about chasing your dreams, specifically when it comes to business and creating a certain lifestyle that you have in mind for yourself. And so for me, I really took it as like a kick in the ass. Like, it was a tough love, hard to hear. Gosh, if you're not at XYZ, are you settling yourself short? So I kind of took it as like motivational and just like, you know, when someone throws a ball and it lands in your backyard, like that's kind of how I felt with it. What'd you think?
Yeah, so I agree with you. It's like someone saying like, hey, I noticed that like you used to go home and work on your goals, but you've been like going home and like, you used to watch like one or two episodes of that show, but now you watch like five episodes of that show, and like you used to have like that one special glass of wine, but now it's like that's kind of just like what you do at night after work. And so it's that, like you said, it's that reminder that like, wait, I do have more time that I could be dedicating and I could be more focused. And I do love that message in general, but I'm someone that I'm always pursuing something. I'm always pursuing my goals. That's who I am. So do I need that message? No, because that's my default. I don't really need someone to tell me like, do you have more hours in your day? Because I'm like, dude, I'm thinking about that already. I'm already overthinking that. So specifically, she was talking about mediocrity and how her grandparents worked like 12-hour days and just like work their ass off for like a life that they probably didn't really even love, because it was such hard work. And we are so, just like in general, we are so blessed that we can have more choice now. Like, generations ago, this was not even a choice. But 2018, 2019, we have the choice to be entrepreneurs. We can do that. And so I do think that that's amazing, but describing mediocrity is different for everyone. So Katie, tell me something that like you used to think was mediocre living that now feels like genuine or authentic to you.
Right now, the first thing I think of is lifestyle. So for example, I used to think like it was mediocre. I was settling if I stayed at home and talked to no one on a Friday night, or if I chose not to do certain, whether it be social or just, you know, like live a certain lifestyle, like I felt that I was settling or I was like missing out for not doing those things. But now I can recognize doing things like that help me to really just honor my priorities and be true to what's important to me, which is rejuvenating and recharging as an introvert versus forcing myself to go out and do certain things that I really don't enjoy.
I totally agree with that. Like thinking that you were going to have this like incredible party life, but you're also going to have this incredible online business, and you're also going to have like this beautiful family. And it's like, number one, I think before we get into some of those stages of life, we don't really understand how it all like kind of comes together. And we think that like we have this booming social life while we have this booming business, while we have this booming family. And it's like not all of it happens necessarily at the same time. But one thing that I used to think about mediocrity is I would, like, just being honest, I would like look at certain people and think like their way of living was mediocre. And so I would think that I was like better than that or too good for that. So like people that watch a lot of TV, like I already said, it's like I was like, well, I'm a reader, I'm a podcast listener. But I got caught up in feeling like I always needed to produce something and be striving for something, and I had a really hard time chilling out. And so I think we all really need to find our balance, and it doesn't mean you're being mediocre and not a go-getter. If you are sitting on the couch and watching TV, you have to find your own balance of what it feels like to relax and what it feels like to rejuvenate, kind of like what you said.
I'm almost embarrassed to even say this, but I really think of a time, my point, where I was fresh out of college, working my first job, living at home. In that moment, I remember thinking, well, you know, I can't eat lunch with people on my lunch break because I have to be doing XYZ and I'm so busy, and, you know, I can't be living at home. Like, I'm above average and you know, I'm a professional and I'm an entrepreneur and I have all these goals. And it almost, in retrospect, I think I was almost in a mindset where I felt like, well, since I'm busier, since I have more of these goals, well, you know, this isn't my end goal, so I must be better than these people, or, you know, I'm above average. And almost in like the sense of not entitlement, but like glorifying that stress, which is so messed up, but I can see that now.
I totally agree with you. And I think, you know, we live in the Midwest where it's not like the center, it's not California where it's like the epitome of like the things that we follow, like entrepreneurs. And part of both of us, I know, has wanted to like move to LA so that we could be in the middle of it and stuff. But it's been a choice that we've both stayed here. And so I think we've chosen to balance being close to our families and staying where like our roots are. But I think that can be hard at times because you want to be the goal-driven person that you are, but you're kind of pulled in a lot of different directions. And it is hard not to like look at someone else that's living like a more of a like classic Midwestern life or something and be like, I'm better than you, when really like mediocrity is personal. And just because someone is living like working 9 to 5, coming home, having dinner, watching TV and going to bed, in my opinion, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're living a mediocre life. Maybe they're like making a difference at their church on the weekends. Like, we just don't know. And I want to get as far away from as I can from like judging someone for that, because why does it matter to me?
Yeah, I think that's something on her episode that maybe wasn't clearly defined, and now I definitely see your perspective and of not judging, right? Everybody has their own definition of mediocre, and I think that's for yourself and the close people around you, you know, what are your priorities and what's important to you, right? Because what's mediocre to you is different from someone else. I think of working, you know, that full time. I think of my mom, right? She kind of was someone that she talked about in the episode of, you know, my mom worked 12-hour shifts. She worked third shift so that she could be there for us during the day. And like, while I'm sure she would have loved to, you know, not work or do have all these other choices, that was like the reality that she was in, you know, in order to help us fulfill our dreams or, you know, provide more opportunities for us, right? And how is that mediocre, right? When you're sacrificing for your family.
I can totally speak to this because I think this is something that I've kind of come head on with, was that I thought kind of like being a working at home mom entrepreneur that I would have this like super flexible life and like that I would just be kind of living the dream. And I am living the dream, but it's not kind of, it's not what I expected it to be. And granted, my girls will get older and things will change, but what you just described right there, your mom, she chose to have kids and she chose to have a lot of kids. And she probably enjoyed that so much. She probably loved it. I mean, if she was a stay-at-home mom with a lot of kids and she was still a stay-at-home mom for a lot of kids, like I'm sure she really, really loved that. But she probably had that pull to like also have a career or like not money needed to be made. And so then she did both. And like doing both is like seriously a badass mom move. Like she probably did not sleep a lot. And she was just like, like, honestly, that's the opposite of mediocre to me. She was working super, super hard, and I'm hoping that she felt fulfilled because she was doing a lot of that and making a huge difference in you guys' lives and hopefully making a big impact on, you know, people at work and things like that. But that's something I totally would have thought was mediocre a couple of years ago. Was like, oh, but didn't she want to, like, freedom? And it's like, sometimes it doesn't look like you think it's going to look like.
100%. You have to look at what's their why behind whatever it is that they're doing. And I think if we know that, well, then maybe we can judge somebody's, are they living a mediocre life or not based on their why? Are they living out their purpose? We've talked about the different viewpoints of mediocrity, but how do we really know, right? If we can't judge these other people and we have to judge ourselves, how do we know if we're settling? So let's ask ourselves these questions. I think the first question to ask yourself or identify is identify your purpose for long-lasting peace.
Yes, and we talked about purpose in a previous episode. So check that out if you want more info on like how to find your purpose. But maybe you feel really called to lead like a big organization, or maybe you really feel called to be a stay-at-home mom. The thing is that those two things, they won't be rainbows and butterflies all the time. And you might feel that you want to leap onto the next thing because you're chasing happiness. But if you find that purpose that like, okay, no, my purpose really is leading an organization, then there will be days that are good, there will be days that are bad, but you can always go back to that and know that, you know, I'm in the right spot. Maybe it's not fun all the time, and maybe something else looks like it'll make me happy, but I know that my purpose is to be a leader or serve others or serve my family or whatever that purpose is for you.
And being okay that can shift. Like, I think it's really easy to get fixated on a certain long-term goal, but allowing yourself the permission to shift that goal a little bit.
Yeah, my mom reminds me of this all the time. Like, you know, just because of my life looks a certain way right now, where I'm like balancing things and I'm working less and being a mom a little more, like things are going to look dramatically different in 10 years. So maybe that's when like my purpose shifts a little bit and I feel, you know, and I'm working more or whatever. Like life does just naturally kind of change through these different age groups. And what do we even know? We're in our 20s. Okay, but second thing that we want you to recognize is that we want you to recognize your accomplishments. What hell have you come from? And we've talked about this in another episode, a Rachel Hollis reference, at her conference, she has people write a letter to their past self on all of their accomplishments. It's like a letter of recognition. And so this is right along those same lines, is give yourself credit instead of feeling like, oh, I'm just not happy yet. I got to do this and then I got to do that. Like, are you celebrating those small wins? Because if you're not, then you're probably always going to feel like you're not there yet.
This kind of goes along with that first question, is if you're constantly chasing over this long-term goal of, you know, let's say, for example, becoming a millionaire, and you keep thinking, okay, well, I'm working so hard, and overnight you're not becoming a millionaire, well, you're going to get burnt out, and you're going to feel that you are mediocre despite all the many, many accomplishments that you have done, right? Maybe you haven't made any money, but you've figured things out. You've figured how to serve other people. You've identified like so much about yourself. Like, there's so much more that you can focus on. It's kind of how we talk about weight loss too. You know, maybe you start an exercise program and strength training and, you know, or you run a marathon, but then you look and you say, oh my gosh, but I didn't lose weight. It's like, well, and then you jump to the next diet or you jump to the next thing without taking time to really reflect on what you have learned and the changes that you have made, which when you do that, that sets you up to keep going forward. It gives you momentum.
And you might realize along the way that, oh wait, becoming a millionaire really isn't that important to me. Or, you know, being 20 pounds lighter, that really isn't that important to me. You know, you start to learn those things. That's our third point too, is to identify, why haven't you reached these dreams? These dreams that are making you feel mediocre, what are the reasons that you haven't reached them? Is it excuses like things, you know, like, well, I just haven't had the time. Or, well, if I had more money, then I would have been there. Okay, those are excuses. That's just kind of the reality. You can make it happen. We have approximately 90 episodes about how you can make it happen. But I think more legitimate reasons are that you've moved on from that goal. So you realize that that goal was made in a different period. And as you acquired more information and as you journeyed your path, you realize that that goal just doesn't align with your priorities anymore. And from the outside, someone might think, oh, they're settling. They didn't become a millionaire in 5 years, so they're just giving up. When no, you know that it's actually just not something that you want to focus on anymore.
This reminds me how we typically write our goals weekly, and we would always write down a certain body fat percentage or a certain body weight that we wanted to be at. And it was like, I know I wrote, and I think you too, we wrote that same goal, like, I want to be 15% body fat. Like, I wrote that down every single time I rewrote my goals, but I never did anything about it. And then eventually got to the point like, oh, duh, because why? I don't even want that. What does that mean? It doesn't matter to me.
Right. That's so funny to think about, because I did the exact same thing and I gave no cares. And it was just like, and I'd never been that percent body fat, so I had no clue what I would look like. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's sometimes like, if you feel like you have to write 10 goals, they start to get a little like weak sauce at the bottom. Nowadays, I just cut it off. Like, 8, that's enough.
I think too, though, that goes back to the fact of other people's version of success, right? So we felt that as fitness professionals, we had to be a certain body type and a certain body fat percentage. And well, if we weren't there, then that was considered mediocre, right? Because we're not striving to be in the best physical shape of our life. Which leads us into our final question or point to identify, is rewrite your own definition of success. What's important to you? What are your priorities? If you want a certain body fat percentage, well, why? Why does that matter? And when you really think down to it, hopefully, depending on what that goal is, and if you're stuck in that mindset, you can get to that point where, well, maybe it's not important.
Yeah, in one of Shalene's programs, she explains how to write this definition of success. And the big tip that she gives is to write how you want to feel. So imagine yourself, close your eyes. imagine yourself being successful. Okay, now what does that sound like? What does that feel like physically? Really imagine like what that feels like to be successful. And for Chalene, she talked a lot about of peace because she had ran this multi-million dollar company and she was so stressed. And so what she wanted was peace. And like that really always resonated with me when she would say that, because it's like, yeah, I want peace. I want kids and I want like, but I want peace at the end of the day. And I want to, you know, so if peace is kind of like your end goal, then what is your life going to look like around that? And it really helps you to identify like what success is going to look like for you. And I think a lot of us can be like, yeah, it'd be awesome to be a millionaire. But like, do you honestly want to spend that time to become X, Y, and Z? And if you don't, then it's time to move on to another goal that like you really are passionate about and that you want to commit to.
And understanding that if you decide to change that goal or shift that priority, that's not settling if it's not important to you. That's just being real and true to yourself and your beliefs and what you think at the moment is going to bring you happiness. I think what it comes down to is identifying what's important to you. If what you realize or you believe is mediocre, is that coming from a place of judgment based on the people around you or the situations that you've been at? Or is it coming from a place of perspective based on your values and your experiences? Try to differentiate those two because you may find that you come up with two different versions of mediocre.
Yeah, and I think we can all get more clear on these questions. On this question of what does success look like for you? On the question of what are your priorities? And what's going to bring you that feeling of purpose and therefore long-term happiness? I think that's always something that is helpful to come back to because it changes. And sometimes we feel like we have a grasp on it and we don't. So I think this episode in particular, afterwards, if you could just grab a piece of pen and paper, if you could grab a pen and a piece of paper and just think it through on paper, like that helps so much on just getting those thoughts out and deciding like, I always thought that success for me would look like myself in a mansion, but do I care? And just like think through those things. And then if you're in a relationship, talk to your partner about this. Oh my gosh, I have a story about this. So I always like one of my like success things was like just living in this like incredible house. Like that is just like a thing for me. I don't care about cars, but houses, yes. And David grew up in like a very, very nice house. And so I always thought we were on the same page with that. And then a couple of years ago, I asked him like, do you care if you live in a house that's not as like grandiose as the one you grew up in? And he said he didn't care at all. And I was blown away because I had been kind of working my whole life to be like better than like a step up from like what I grew up like. And I mean, I had a great upbringing and I don't want to downplay that, but it's just like, I feel like each generation is supposed to get better, right? And so, and to him, it was like that wasn't something that he cared about. And I felt like I was kind of working hard to like make that a reality. And I had never asked him if that mattered.
That's such a great point of talking. And maybe it's just someone you're super close with. I don't think it necessarily has to be a spouse. I know dating Joey, I mean, we've been together long enough that don't be afraid to have those conversations. I didn't force him. I invited him to Financial Peace University. Gosh, I'm thinking back. But we learned so much. And it kind of helped us openly talk about goals for the future. I mean, those are conversations I think a lot of people don't have sometimes until after they get married. And do you have the same version of success? And not saying you have to think exactly alike, but it's important to be on the same page about what's important to you, priorities for sure.
Yeah, because like in you and Joey's perspective, you might be working day in and day out on this goal of yours. And he's like, but wait, I didn't realize that this was like what our life was going to look like. So yeah, always open communication is best. But just like, not, it doesn't even really have to be like a deep conversation all the time. It just has, it can all also just be like, hey, like, do you expect yourself to like live in Indy or live in Indiana for your whole life? Just like, I mean, come on, we're like getting into like dating 101, but I digress. Before I do start giving more dating advice, I think we should cut it off. I do want to say that year after year, I'm trying to like learn how to be more concise and learn how to talk less. And the fact that we have a podcast is, I can't decide if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I lost my voice this past week. So people keep saying, I hope you feel better. I'm like, I feel great. I just need to shut up. So I don't know if we're getting any better. Probably not.
All right. So that is all we have for you guys for this episode. I hope that this gives you a lot to think about and that you'll do something with this information. You know, however this hit you, let us know what your biggest takeaway was and or let us know something that you learned. We mentioned last week that we launched our Facebook group that we're super excited about because we're going to be able to talk to you guys a little bit more like one-on-one and build this community that we're so excited to build. So join our Facebook group. It's free, of course, it's Facebook group, and we will love to see you there. All right, until next time. Bye.
Bye.